This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. Came on our radar about 30 days ago. Name of the company is Golden Developing Solutions, Inc. They trade on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol DVLP. With me today is the chairman and CEO and president of the company, Mr. Stavros Tryant. Stavros, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, tell my listeners a little bit about the company and what is the new corporate strategy for the company as it enters this huge pharmacy space. I understand you picked up four companies in the last couple of months. If you would, explain those to us.
There is, you know, my overall, love of doing business has centered around health and wellness and medicine for quite a while. And there is a great mix of new technology businesses there. There's a great mix of kind of older legacy businesses. And the specialty pharmacy business is an older business model, but the drugs are all much newer. And things that have been released out in the last, typically in the last 3 to 5 years, some are older. And they're typically high-cost drugs that can be very difficult to get. They kind of don't fit the business model of some traditional pharmacies. But a lot of times these drugs are much more effective than older drugs. And these are companies that have grown a lot in the last 3 to 5 years. They're typically owned by an independent pharmacist type. They are a higher revenue model with a lower profit margin. And they get to a certain point where that's a lot to handle for a pharmacist who is a small business owner, but they're a pharmacist first. They happen to be a business owner second, but that's typically not, you know, they're not necessarily looking at it as I'm going to grow this thing into a, you know, major chain of pharmacies. And when we look at it as these are kind of fit the model for a role strategy. They fit the model for a public company strategy, and the barrier to entry is very difficult. So they do have they can't just sell these to, you know, anyone wanting to go in and buy a business. There's a lot of different pieces that have to fall in place to acquire them. And we've been good in negotiating these and getting our feet in the game and putting our name slowly in the industry so that we can acquire more. And we feel like the pipeline that's very robust in making further acquisitions.
You know what? I was really so excited when you guys came on my radar. I was doing a lot of research on your company. Last quarter, you had no revenues. Now you went out and acquired four companies that possibly can generate up to $100 million. That being said, why these few acquisitions? I mean, you made over the past few months in the health and wellness pharmacy. Can you elaborate a little bit what these acquisitions are going to do and bring to the company here in the first and second quarter of next year?
In the first and second quarter, we hope to have virtually completely finished the transitions of them. They're a little bit different than acquiring a normal business in that they have a transition period post-closing, just in all of the state and federal regulatory requirements and a lot of the vendor requirements. And so we hope by the end of the first quarter, we believe that the transitions will be complete. We hope to have some other acquisitions, you know, either completed or in full swing by that point. We feel that as the transitions are complete, there are already, you know, new customers wanting to come on board. The demand is for sure there. So we know that there'll be organic growth on top of the acquisitions, and we'll continue down that path and building the infrastructure out from a corporate level so that we can do further transitions smoother, so that we can manage it as a bigger overall company versus independent pharmacies. And that's a lot of the things that they're already going, right? I look at it, we have kind of a three-phase, you know, project going, and we're in phase two, which is transitioning the first acquisitions and building out the corporate infrastructure, and then working our way into phase three, which is, you know, bigger acquisitions or more at the same time that we should be able to handle, and also looking at, you know, the potential of uplisting to a bigger exchange or just getting bigger banking work involved so that we can, you know, continue to expand exponentially.
Can you elaborate a little bit if they're brick and mortars, you got boots out on the street, are you selling this on the internet? Break it down how the sales are.
There's no real internet sales or mail order type pharmacies. These are all brick and mortar. Most of them are delivered, but there's a brick and mortar store that's delivering these things to patients.
So they're coming in, they got foot traffic.
Well, they have some foot traffic, but all of the business is local, and there are, you know, medical delivery services that pull them from the actual brick-and-mortar pharmacy and drop them off to patients.
What does 2023 look like for your company going ahead? You know, it's a very difficult space that you're going to be in. Money's tied up there, and if you do borrow money, it's at an extravagant amount. How does 2023 look?
I'm so excited about 2023. I know the bare minimum if we did nothing would be awesome. The potential is huge, and then the dream goals could be, who knows, sky's the limit.
Well, my guest today is Stavros Tryant. He is the chairman and founder and president and CEO of Golden Developing Solutions, Inc. Look them up. They're on the OTC Pink under the ticker symbol DVLP. If you want to know more about the company, you can go to their website at goldendeveloping.com. Before I let you go, sir, what is it that you want my listeners to take away from today's show?
I think that it's just, you know, everybody keep an eye on us, look at what we're doing, don't rely necessarily on a bunch of the words and stuff, watch us execute, right? Let's see what we do, let's bring to the table the actual results and outcomes of what we're working on, and then let our actions speak for the company.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular, come back every 40 or 50 days, I sure would appreciate that.
Would love it, thank you.
All right, thanks.
All right.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.